So you guys seem to handle Kansas City at home, and they seem to handle you on the road. I mean, you know, historically, just I know road and home, you should be, you know, the home team should be an advantage, but I mean, it's pretty skewed in this series, both ways.
You know what? Most people like playing home. I mean, I know we do. The thing is, you're familiar with the surroundings, and you kind of have a little bit more control of the atmosphere around you, and I think that helps us, you know. And right now, we're trying to get a win. I don't care what we have to play. We try to get over last week, and I'm sure they're trying to do the same thing. You know, they lost at home, which is a tough deal for those guys. You know, they usually play well there.
How do you guys feel offensively this week? I mean, is there a sense of frustration or just more of a focus this week just because of what happened last week? What's the sense?
We got to pick up what we're doing. A lot of the mistakes we made is stuff that we can correct, and we've done that. And the good thing is we have another game. Totally different team, totally different atmosphere this week, and we owe our defense. The way they played, I mean, I've never seen a team have two opposites like that at the same time, especially not the ones that I've been on in this organization. That's the worst half of offensive football I've ever been a part of for the Broncos, and the best defensive half I've seen from our team. So we owe those guys, and we got to come out there and we got to step up this week and keep them off the football field.
That was the worst, really?
For me, from what I remember. So that was the worst.
So in watching film, have you noticed any different nuances with Herman Edwards at the helm? Obviously, some of the coordinators are the same.
Lot more aggressive. Those guys are very aggressive. They run. They have a fast group. They went out and paid a lot of money for a bunch of fast defensive guys, and they're using their speed. You know, like I said, they right now the focus for me is not. I'm not speaking for anybody else. For me, it's not to worry about them. It's for me to worry about myself and then worry about my guys. You know, because the mistakes, like I said, we made were caused by us, and they took advantage of them, and that's why they won the game. And we can't give them that again. We can't give that to another football team. We can't turn the ball over that many times. And not only do we put ourselves in a bad situation without not getting points, we put our defense in horrible situations several times, and we can't do that. And so I think our focus really needs to be internal. And, you know, the game is going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be a dogfight. It always is. And we got to find a way to win. They have the best. They have one of the best secondaries in the league. Especially you look at the experience. I think across the board, no one has better experience in the secondary than those guys.
Right, for so long, everyone always talked about the Raiders being your biggest rival. Hasn't Kansas City kind of taken that over?
I don't like anybody. So who we play is a rival. Whoever we play that week, but you know, I love playing against that football team. Honestly, it's. I guess going to school in Missouri, so I know a lot of people who root for them, so I kind of want to dash their hopes every week. But at the same time, it's just one of those historic rivals that's always been around. The Raiders is always going to be around. And, you know, the Chargers, we're always going to be battling those teams week in and week out, trying to find a way to get in the playoffs. And like I said, they have a lot of history and tradition, and we have the same. And when it comes together, it's just a battle, and it's fun.
When you got that 800th catch, I know in a loss it's a bad time, but did you think about it?
So why are you bringing it up?
Did you think about it then?
Not really.
Will you later, though?
What?
Will you later, one day, look back at that? I mean, obviously, I know you're not a guy.
I thought about it today. I thought about how it sucked because we lost. Honestly, I just, the stats that I really want to be remembered for in this business is wins and losses. Kind of like a baseball pitcher or a quarterback. And I know that's kind of weird because they don't really keep that stat, but that's more important to me. And trying to find it, I mean, since John and Sharp and Zimmerman and Atwater and guys like that left, you know, I'm one of the last ones left in this locker room, man. So it's been real hard for me the last few years of trying to lead the way they led us to a lot of victories. And we've won a lot of games, you know, with those guys being gone, but trying to get us to that next level, the one I know we can play at. And it's hard. It's hard for me just individually, you know, because I do and try to say whatever I can that not only motivate myself but motivate my teammates to us being perfect. And we know it's going to be hard to be perfect, but we're trying. And that part is what bothers me more than anything. You know, the stats and the yards and all that stuff, it'll come if you're consistent in this business. And I felt I've been consistent overall. But I want to be consistently winning, you know. And so last week doesn't really help my whole mental state right now. But for the most part, we have another game, and that's a good thing. So we have the thing is about this rivalry is you don't have to gear guys up for this thing. Not at all, you know what I'm saying? And that's the part that'll be good because everybody should come out firing from the start, and we guys do it for 60 minutes and find a way to win.
Well, do you think it's kind of moronic people are dumping on Dave?
Because some of the people who said it are morons. So whoever said it, then that's what I think. I mean, the guy's a great quarterback. He's great for our team. And like I tell our guys every week, it's up to us to make him great. And we didn't do a good job of that last week. And it's up to the other 10 guys to make him look great. And we got to find a way to do that this week.